Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, I think today will truly be the last time that we'll deal with the subject of church discipline, which we have been dealing with over the last several broadcasts, really for a couple of weeks, but without apology, because it is a very neglected subject, and therefore we need to look very carefully at what the Bible says and make sure that we understand it and make sure that we are agreed and convinced that the Bible requires churches to discipline unruly members and to know what is appropriate, what kind of offenses need to be confronted and changed and disciplined if there is not cooperation, and which things should not be disciplinary actions. And it is true that sometimes church discipline is carried out in a heavy-handed, overbearing manner. And that's a shame, and that should not be done. That's not condoned, that's not recommended, that's not supported or approved, and we're not suggesting that any church discipline should be carried out in an arbitrary, heavy-handed, overbearing way. It should not. But just because there are some who have abused it doesn't mean that it ought to be neglected altogether, as we have said on previous broadcasts, and that, I'm afraid, is the prevailing attitude in our day. We've got to get over that. We've got to come to terms with this requirement. Now, all of this because we have been working our way through the Standard Baptist Church Covenant, and members, in the second paragraph, promise to sustain the church's worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrines. Now, I have one more text that I want to look at tonight, and that is in Romans chapter 16, verse 17, where Paul says, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple." Now, here's another command to mark someone and avoid them. And here the issue seems to once again be doctrine rather than behavior, although the word doctrine, teaching, can cover teaching that applies to practical living, our everyday behavior, or it can apply to Christian doctrine, orthodoxy, sound doctrine. It would appear that this particular text is talking about sound orthodoxy. And so we have seen some texts that deal with orthodoxy and some texts that deal with Christian behavior. And both of these are areas that the church is concerned with. It's got to defend the faith. It's got to uphold the truth of God's Word as to what Christians believe and how Christians behave. And when we lose that, then everything begins to fall apart, until pretty soon people don't even know what Christianity is. They don't know what a Christian is. They don't know what a Christian is supposed to believe. They don't know what a Christian is supposed to do, how he is supposed to behave. And it becomes everybody's opinion. Everybody's got his own idea of what a Christian believes and how a Christian behaves. And it becomes a big hodgepodge free-for-all. This group believes one thing and acts this way. This group believes another thing and acts that way. And nobody seems to know what the God-given requirements are, but they are found in the Bible. And the real problem is that we get away from the Bible. But one of the areas where we get away from the Bible is in failing to patrol, if I can use that word, our church membership, our membership roles, to make sure that everybody who is identified as a member of our church is, as far as we know, behaving like a Christian ought to behave and is believing the doctrine that the Bible says is required. What I've called on previous broadcast, bottom line Christian doctrine and bottom line Christian behavior. Now back to Romans 16:17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses. Who cause divisions and stumbling blocks. Causes for stumbling contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Now here's another command similar to the one we saw in 2 Thessalonians 3, where Paul talks about noting them. Verse 6, but we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. Verse 14, and if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him that he may be ashamed. Note that person. And that had to do with laziness, unwillingness to work. And that was an offense which required church action, but short of excommunication. But that word note, which the old King James, I think, called mark, mark them. And we have the same thing here in Romans 16:17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those, or mark those, who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Mark them. Note them. Well, how do you do that? Well, you have to have some kind of investigation, and when it is clear that somebody who's a member of the church has been holding false doctrine and teaching false doctrine and will not stop, you have got to identify them in some kind of public way so that everybody knows who they are and why they are being identified, and you've got to avoid them, withdraw from them. You've got to punish them by cutting them off from the fellowship of the church. In this case, I think excommunication is obviously in view. That's what's required. Now, people don't do this. Churches don't do this. Some people think that what I'm talking about strikes them as being exceedingly unloving. But I keep reminding you, God is a loving God, but God is not a sentimental namby-pamby. And God knows that the most loving thing you can do to someone who will not recognize their sin and error is to enforce truth upon them in such a way that they will be removed from their Christian identification and will hopefully then see themselves as being in serious error. Now, we cannot guarantee that it will always work that way. We must be obedient to God and leave it in His hands. And sometimes when you do this, you are simply marking people out for their eventual eternal destruction. But even that's beneficial. Better that they be removed so that they cannot corrupt the church, so that they cannot be a spy, can be an undercover agent, can be a wolf in sheep's clothing. You see, it's the church's responsibility to strip the sheep's clothing off the wolf. That's what Paul is talking about here in Romans 16:17. When somebody manifests themselves as a wolf, that is, a teacher of unsound doctrine, you're not sure at first. They may be a sheep that is confused. So you sit them down, try to teach them, point out their error, tell them what they need to change, why what they're teaching is wrong, give them an opportunity to see that, and to change. If they're a confused sheep, they will respond to that. Sheep respond to truth. Sheep respond to gracious correction. But wolves don't. Wolves will reveal themselves to be wolves by the way they react to that, the way they bristle at that, the way they refuse to respond to truth. And you're doing the wolf a favor by showing him up to be a wolf. You're doing the church a favor by exposing the wolf so that he's no longer in sheep's clothing. And more than anything else, you're just being obedient and faithful to Christ, the head of the church. So now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For these, who are such, do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ. They claim to, but they don't. They do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. They are self-serving, and by smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. That's why you've got to do this, for the protection of the sheep, for the protection of others who are far too easily deceived and led astray. You've got a responsibility. Pastors have a responsibility, but the whole church has a responsibility to care for your brother, to protect your brother, to watch out for the weaker members of the flock, to expose dangers to them so that they will not step into a trap unknowingly. And when you refuse to deal with false doctrine in this way, then you are a party, you are contributing to the corruption of the church to make the church a very dangerous place for God's people to be. That's a sad thing to say it, but there are some churches that are very dangerous places for Christ's sheep to be found. Shame that it should be so. It should never be so. If churches were following the instructions of God's word, that would not be the case. But that is the case because too many churches have decided that they are wiser than God, and that they are more loving than God, and that they're more gracious than God, and that they won't be so harsh and unloving as to confront sin and error and remove it from the church. And so, failing to do so, it does exactly what God's word told us it would do. A little leaven leavens a whole lump. And pretty soon, other people are infected, and other people are infected, and other people are infected. And Christ's sheep, by smooth words and flattering speech, are deceived. And the church, that ought to be a place of safety and protection and good spiritual health and growth for Christ's sheep, becomes instead a place of danger, a place of corruption, a place of deception for the very people of God. And who's to blame for that? God's people, who would not follow the instructions of God's word. Church discipline is very important. Church discipline is very necessary. Church discipline is required if we are going to be obedient to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.